when I first went there, they used to do call away billing. Those were the invoices that they used to write out for coal that was sent from the three collieries. Waterhaig at Woodlesford, Savile at Methley, and Altoffs, which would be the colliery there. West Riding, that's right, that was the one. But the porter at Altoffs, they used to do those as well, you see. They were very good. They used to do the invoices for those. And inside those, they had a holograph card that, you know, you put your carbons in and you wrote through them, and then you sent these one invoice to where the coal was going, and the holograph card, they went to headquarters for them to process the charges and things for the colliers.
And what about the wagon label itself that they actually put on the wagons?
Well, they were done by the number takers. There were two chaps who used to go putting those on. They were porters as well who did that.
Tell me a bit more about what went on at Skelton Grange, because I think they were only building the power station in that period of time in the early 50s.
They were, quite right, yes. They were just building the power station there, and there was a lot of activity, and that's why they had to have a number taker down there to check the wagons in and see what they were getting. They were getting a lot of freight in. And, of course, there was then getting a lot of coal in as well. There were a lot of coal trains taking the coal to the power station when it was operative.
And why was Woodlesford in charge of all of that then?
That must have been decided by someone in authority. It was Woodlesford, I suppose, was the nearest station to Skelton Grange. Of course, there was no station master at Hunslet. And he used to keep going to these different places, and did Mr. Swaby to check up on the workings and things like that.
And did you have to go down to Skelton Grange very much?
Not often, but I used to go that way to get to the electricity board people, the YAB people there. I can't remember why I used to go down there, but I used to walk down along the line and across a little bridge down past Skelton Grange to the power station. Yeah, because one of the chaps who worked there, he'd worked at Hunslet Lane when I worked there, so I knew him from that time.
It was quite a big operation, all that coal going into Skelton Grange,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, the trains going through Woodlesford all the time, really. Yeah, besides the stopping trains and the Midland Main Line trains that used to come through, the Thames Clyde and the St Pancras ones and the Great Western, the Western Region ones as well.
And what about passengers who use the station?
Not a right lot, really. A few on the morning, but during the day, only if odd ones. The service wasn't right good, not as good as it is now. Poor, really.
What was the service? Can you remember where the trains went to?
They went to either Sheffield or to on the old Lanky line to Goole. There were few and far between, and the trains to Sheffield, they used to take ages to get to Sheffield because they stopped at all the stations there. I know I used to catch, when I first started there, I used to catch the 8:25 from Leeds City to get to Woodlesford. And that, I think that was due in Sheffield about 10:30. It took 2 hours to get from Leeds to Sheffield. Because I got to know all the stations between Leeds and Sheffield because they heard it on the announcement, you know, the next train is stopping at all these stations. I could recite those.
Can you tell them me now?
Hunslet, Woodlesford, Methley, Altoffs, Normanton, Walton, Royston, Cudworth, Darfield, Watt, Swinton, Kilnurse, Parkgate, Rotherham, Holmes, Winkerbank, Brightside, and it didn't stop at one station, Sunderland Road. At a Cliff Road, it didn't stop there, and Sheffield, those are the stations, yeah. Remember those from that 50 years ago.
Did you ever go to Sheffield on that train?
No, never, no. It used to go down as far as Altoffs, not on that one, but on other ones. And that's about the only time I had a footplate ride, because when I'd finished doing what I had to do to Altoffs, there used to be a local pickup train, and I used to get on the ride on the footplate from on that back to Woodlesford.
So, was there a goods yard in operation in your time in the 1950s?
They used to get an odd goods wagon in, and they had a little turntable there, but no, not very little goods.
And what kind of things were sent in and out through Woodlesford Station in the 50s?
Small items, but they did quite a bit of rhubarb traffic and mushrooms, but just odds and ends. And, of course, the pigeons. Pigeon men used to bring the pigeons in and send them to stations down the line where they were opened up and sent off, and then the pigeon baskets were sent back for a small sum of fourpence.
What were the pigeon men like? Can you remember any of them?
Oh, yes, I can remember those. They were quite good chaps, really. And the one in particular called Jess Lilly, who had an allotment just across the lines, because that's where they kept the pigeons and stuff. He used to go with us to the football matches on a Saturday. So, I got to know them quite well. One of the chaps who used to send his pigeons, he used to always pay by cheque. But he used to say, oh, you fill it in. And then I will sign it.
Yeah. Why was that?
I think he was a bit not very well educated, but he was educated enough to know how to spend his money.
Did you get to know much about Woodlesford itself while you were working there?
Well, I used to go, if there was any claims, I used to go out odd times if something had been sent to somebody and it got broken. Bentley's Brodie, which was, of course, just across the line, they used to go there if they'd any claims. And, of course, they had this session in the afternoon where the members of the Bentleys could have a free pint. And of course, members of the staff at Woodlesford Station used to go across and have the free pint as well. It was all well in, really, so it's good.
And you took advantage of that, did you?
Oh, yes, yeah. We used to go down in the cellars to have the free pint, yeah.
And was there much traffic from the brewery in and out of it? Did the beer go onto the railway in the 1950s?
Not a lot. There were odd times of sent stuff, but mostly it was, I think they had the road transport doing it. Some of the shipments of whisky came in by rail, and on one particular day, when it had been received, one of the bottles, when they got it across to, when the van man had taken it across to Bentley's, we got called to say one of the bottle tops, the neck had sheared off. So went across. No one wanted to make a claim. So I went across and showed me the bottle. And I said, fair enough. Made a note of it and everything. They said, oh, would you like me to filter this then? And you can have it. I said, oh, I might as well. So I filtered this bottle of whiskey and I took it back to the office. And Joe Harrison, the goods checker there, he kept having a drink of this, and we kept topping it up with water. In the end, he says, you so-and-sos, you've been topping this up with water, haven't you? Yeah, yeah.
But you had a drink yourself, I presume.
Oh, yes, yeah. But I want a whiskey man in those days. I am now. But, we had a good time at Woodlesford. I really enjoyed it. It was a good grounding as well, because at a small station, you never knew what was coming next. You know, if you worked at a big station, you know you were just selling tickets. If you worked in a good station, you were just doing either invoicing or something like that. But here, you could get somebody coming in with a goat in a sack to send away, or a bicycle that needed fastening up. Anything could come in. You never knew what was coming next. So there's always something different.
And who were the van men in your day? That's the drivers who came from Hunslet Lane with their wagons to deliver parcels. Who was doing that job in the mid-50s when you were there?
The two brothers, Jake and Jack Gibbs, the two big lads, and they both came from Hunslet. Jake, very, very quiet sort of chap. They both wore clogs as well. That was another thing about them. You could always tell when they were coming because you had clip-clop of the clogs. Jack was a really nice fellow, as Jack, and loved to talk about his Hunslet. Like, they both liked watching Hunslet rugby team, you know. They looked like rugby players, actually, the pair of them. They were good, Jack especially. But I do remember that after I'd left Woodlesford, and a few years later, when I took my little boy around, and he was about 5 years old, and to Woodlesford for a little ride out, and Jack was there, and he said, oh, come on, I'll take you around on my round with delivering. And my son, who's now 50, still remembers going out with Jack. We enjoyed going out that day.
And what kind of things did they deliver in the 50s?
Well, we used to get a few parcels from that came by passenger. We booked those in, of course, and then listed them. and then they would deliver. There were a few horses. They had a place that was sent to where goods were sent to.
Tell me more about horses. What was horses as far as you were concerned?
I'm trying to think what they did. Not exactly chemicals, like cleaning products and things like that. I think that's what they did. The chap in charge of their office, I don't know if he's a boss actually, he was quite a character. He used to sit there, and when you went in to see him, he'd be trying to grab the secretary all the time, and and she'd be pulling away. And yeah, but yeah, we got on quite well, really.
And why did you go there, even though you were a clerk, because you were a clerk in the station?
That's right. Well, probably for the same reason, for a claim or something like that, you know.
So was that a regular job to go to Hulses every day?
The wagon used to go, yeah, probably every day to Hulses, yeah.
Would it deliver stuff to them as well as take stuff out?
Yeah, it did, yeah. One of the ladies on Jack Gibbs round had a false leg, and every so often she had to send it to where they made them to have it seen to. And when it came back, Jack used to take it to her house, and she'd say, "Come in, Jack." And he'd go in town. She said, "Just a minute, I'll just change it." And she used to just lift up her skirt and whip an old leg off and put a new leg on and say, "Right, you can take that one back now."
Was there much of a kind of social life amongst those staff who worked at the station?
No, I don't know. I think when you got to time to go home, you went home. But there was no... The only other time was, like, as I say, during the day, when you went for your free pint, that was about the only time you socialise. We used to have a kick around football in the car park, and Mr. Swerby's son, Sydney, who was about 12 at the time, he had a new football, and we're kicking it around, and I kicked it just as the lorry was coming, and it went over it and burst it. So we had to buy him a new football. Oh, and on a Saturday, a few of us used to go to the football match together.
Where, at Elland Road?
Elland Road, yeah. And actually, when we went on an away match to somewhere, I think we went to an away match at Middlesbrough with a few other people from Woodlesford and some of the pigeon men.